Hey Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, excellent. Thanks for that and welcome everyone.
So approximately every 15 years, we get a new generation and a new name. What's the one that's coming up soon?
Well, the one that's coming up in about 7 months or so at the beginning of next year is called Generation Beta. And this follows on from those names that we're, I think, familiar with. The Builders, the Baby Boomers, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, and at the moment, Gen Alpha.
So we kind of worked our way down the alphabet and then started back up in a new one.
We worked our way up the English alphabet, figured out we got to Z, nowhere to go, or Z in America, which is where they put, you know, to get the names from, and then looked around and went to the Greek alphabet, which is where we got alpha and beta from. So it appears that the demographers, that's the fancy name for the people that do this kind of work, have stuck on at the beginning of the Greek alphabet, which gives us a long way to go now following that through.
So what is Generation Beta?
A Generation Beta, as we said, is a generation that's going to be born statistically from January 1st next year, 2025, and most probably see us up to about 2039. That's a huge number of years, and we may not think it's significant. I mean, you know, why do we bother every 15 years to change the name of this and to begin to label them and talk about them so much? And it is because we don't believe every single person born during a period is exactly the same. That's not true. Every one of us is independent and different. But what we do believe is that we are influenced by the same things. The things that happened around us are kind of the same. You know, the culture, the politics, the education, they shape people, and they shape them according to what's happening in that time period. And that's why we clump them together.
So potentially how different of a future is Generation Beta looking at?
I think the future, I mean, I say this for every generation, but this one specifically is going to be wildly different from anything we've seen before. And I don't usually make big statements like that. The reason for that is that we're literally sitting on this thing that we're all sick of hearing about already in the year, and that's artificial intelligence. That's going to change the world significantly and quickly. What would have taken us most probably 10, 15, 20 years to think about, to do, to activate, is now happening literally in the space of months and years. They're going to see a world where they not only have technology all around them, but they're immersed in technology. They're literally having technology not only around them, but in some cases inside of them. And I don't mean that we're going to be, you know, we're going to have chips and things inside of us, but our phones almost feel like they're inside of us. We have pacemakers, we have cochlear implants, we have all kinds of things we're putting into the body to extend our life and our knowledge. They're going to see those things as ordinary. So the influences they're going to have, the things that they're going to do, the things that they will have to do, the jobs that they will do, all are going to be, I think, very, very different from what we've been used to in the past.
So what kind of new skills are they going to need?
Let's reverse engineer it, Atlas. So the skills they're not going to need, on the most part, are the routine skills. Things that can be done by technology, as we've said in the past, with the last couple of generations, will absolutely have disappeared. And AI, again, will push that out. Generation Alpha, to me, are going to need the very, very human skills of wisdom, creativity, imagination. They're not going to have one linear career. There's not going to be a set answer anymore for anything because everything changes so much. What we need them to do is to think like humans, act like humans, to be kind, to be social, to remedy some of the issues and concerns and problems that were made by earlier generations. And I believe, again, that that's going to be more about using great technology in ways that we can't even think about today, but applying them in a very, very human sense to move us forward.
So what kind of things can we do now to get them ready for tomorrow?
We need to begin to change our own thinking and our culture. We can't get them ready in the way we did in previous generations because we just don't know what tools they're going to be using, what's going to be important. But we can begin to tell them and allow them, again, haven't been born yet, but when they are, tell them and allow them to be creative, to be imaginative. It sounds simple, but our education system doesn't foster it. To be successful in our education system as it is now, you have to know one thing, know it well, prove it by an exam or an essay or something, and that's how you prove that you know something. That's not true of tomorrow. We need to be more open in our culture, more accepting, more diverse, the words that we talk about now. So if we can start to create and foster a world for them today that allows them to be all those things and build on top of it, they're going to have an extraordinary future.
I'm so excited to see where this generation will take us. Thank you so much for this interesting information today.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
Maurice Mizzle, a global business futurist. You can visit him at www.morrisfuturist.com. Albany 783 MMM.